This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. The writer Mark Twain once quipped, "Some people are troubled by the things in the Bible they can't understand. The things that trouble me are the things I can understand." Yes, many people have the idea that the message of the Bible is troubling, depressing, bad news. They have a sense of not having lived entirely the way they should have, and simply hope that the good they do will outweigh the bad. They nervously plan on slipping into heaven on that basis. It is true that part of the gospel is bad news. God is perfect. We aren't. A perfect God demands holiness. We know that we fall short of holy. But the gospel is this, explains Tim Keller. We are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe. Yet at the very same time, we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope. Did you hear it? You are loved and accepted. That is the message of the Bible. It's a message that can be hard to understand. A God that allows His perfect Son to suffer for our unholiness? God wants a love relationship with you. It's what He created you for. Here's what the Bible book of Romans says. People are counted as righteous, not because of their work, but because of their faith in God who forgives sinners. You can know a life of love and acceptance today.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.